listener production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. The AFL is standing by its controversial illicit drugs policy introduced in 2005. It's admitted that players who test positive before games are stopped from taking to the field. CEO Andrew Dillon says the health and safety of players is the priority.
If there's a chance that they might have a substance in their system, we don't want them training and we don't want them taking part in matches for their health and welfare above anything else.
Sports Integrity Australia is now investigating. The fire near Waroona remains contained but is still not under control. Variable winds remain a concern for firefighters 5 days after campers accidentally started the blaze that's destroyed 8 properties. Parts of Coolup, Melon, Nangarbrook, Teesdale and Waroona are under a watch and act alert. Abortion has officially been decriminalised in WA as new landmark laws take effect. The changes include nurses and midwives now being able to prescribe abortion medication. Health Minister Amber Jade Sanderson says women will also no longer need to travel interstate for late-term abortions.
The later gestational limit for late-term abortions requiring 2 practitioners has moved from 20 weeks to 23 weeks.
Inflation's remained steady at 3.4% in February, a sign the RBA's efforts to control price growth are working. The central bank is aiming to bring inflation back under 3%. Double demerits kick in just after midnight tonight. Police are targeting speeding and mobile phone use across the Easter long weekend. In sport, India will start their tour of Australia at Perth Stadium with the first test locked in for November 22. Cricket Australia CEO Nick Hockley admits playing in WA works well for TV audiences in the eastern states.
Playing in Perth first works really well because of the time of year. People are at school, at work, and so with the time difference, more people can watch.
And in footy, Clayton Oliver has dislocated a finger at training, but Melbourne's gun midfielder is still expected to line up against Port Adelaide on Easter Saturday.